Welcome to the Bethel Church Podcast. Each week you'll be able to check in for our messages from Sunday and other material. We hope that our messages encourage you in your walk in daily faith with Jesus. Make sure to check out our website, BethelStratford.org.
The baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son, and she wrapped him in cloths and laid him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn. So where does the God of the universe send his son? Where does the Prince of Peace make his arrival? A barn, a stable, a manger of all places. Certainly no place fit for a king. But then, this was no ordinary king. The Savior was born in a stable. So you've got animals, animal stuff, manure, mud, a pitiful place for people, much less the King of Kings. Why would God do that? All because the shepherd was coming to take care of his sheep and to prepare a way for his sheep to go home. That's what a shepherd does. He lives where the sheep are. He sleeps where they sleep, and he eats where they eat. This will be a sign to you. You'll find the babe wrapped in cloth, lying in a manger. A sign. Do you ever wonder about that sign? What was it? A sign for what? Maybe it was a sign that Jesus is accessible to everyone. A sign that the God who owns the cattle on a thousand hills can relate to a homeless person. Maybe it was a sign that God would have nothing to do with the social status of mankind. But it was a sign for us that we should follow suit. In fact, the Apostle Paul would write later that we should have the same attitude of Jesus Christ, who, being in the very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be grasped, but made himself nothing, becoming a servant, being made in human likeness. The Creator, the one who had been served since before the dawn of time, stepped out of heaven to become a servant. Who does that? The God who came to the world and was laid in a manger, a messy feeding trough of all places. Why such a messy place? Because he was saving messy people. So needless to say, that very first Christmas was dirty, it was grimy, it was filthy, it was messy, but thank God it was, because without it, what a mess we would all be in.
Doesn't that just remind you of what happened the first Christmas? When Jesus came, was born, it looks a lot messier than what we think of. A messy barn and a little manger. I don't know about you, but it's a lot messier than the nativity scene that I have at my house. So many of us, we have Jesus as this sweet, sweet person, we forget the mess that he came into. See, Jesus didn't just come to get messy. He came to get into your mess and into my mess. And the birth that took place in a messy barn on the outskirts of Bethlehem has anything but a clean and sanitary sight to it. As beautiful as a new birth is, it gets pretty messy quick. But do you know who God invited into the middle of that messy, messy birth? The shepherds. Shortly after Jesus arrived, the shepherds showed up. See, one of the things that you could describe, one word to describe shepherds in the first century, is undoubtedly the word would be messy. They would be messy. See, shepherds back then would have been roughnecks. For us, they would have been rednecks. Any rednecks in the room? If you're a redneck like I am, you were invited to the birth of Jesus. See, rednecks to me, they're a little bit different. They're not afraid to get dirty. And see, angels invited them to the birth party. And see, if redneck shepherds are invited to the birth, the amazing thing is this. It sets the precedent that you and I are allowed to draw near to Jesus with our mess as well. See, my mess and your mess, it doesn't disqualify us from encountering Jesus. The amazing thing is he actually calls us close. He wants us to draw close. He desires us to draw close to him. Why? Well, see, Jesus gets your mess. Jesus gets your mess this morning. He gets my mess. The Savior we're looking for gets us. He knows what it's like to be fragile and weak. He knows what it's like to be lowly. He knows what it's like to be poor and helpless and hungry. This is why in Hebrews it says, therefore, since we have a great high priest who has ascended into heaven, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold firmly to the faith we profess. For we do not have a high priest who is unable to empathize with our weakness, but we have one who has been tempted in every way, just as we are. Yet he did not sin. Let us then approach God's throne of grace with confidence so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need. Did you catch that? Did you notice on the second slide where it says, we do not have a high priest who is unable to empathize with our weakness? See, here's the amazing thing. You and I, we're not too messy to approach Jesus. Whatever your mess is, I promise you, Jesus gets it. He came to get messy with you, to help clean up your messy life, to help clean up my messy life. See, Jesus got messy. It's the amazing thing that the Savior got messy. Jesus' messy life was always heading to a messy ending, and that was the cross. That's why he came. I know when we come at Christmas, we celebrate his birth, but we have to remember that he never came for a manger. He never came for a stable. Jesus came for one thing, a cross. Came for a cross for you and for me. And see, we can't begin to imagine how messy the cross was. It was never like the cross that we have hanging in our sanctuary or you have at home or you have on around your neck. It was never a shiny, beautiful cross. It was a messy sacrifice to help clean up your mess and my mess. And he did that while we were still messy. Romans 5, verse 8. It says, but God demonstrated his own love for us in this. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Stated a different way for this morning, while you and I were still messy, Jesus died for us. Jesus died for us. You see, the Bible teaches that we are in a mess until we find the greatest Christmas gift of all time. Jesus. See, we can try to clean up our mess on our own, but in the end, we only find ourselves messier. We only find ourselves messier when we try to do it on our own. And the amazing thing is this for you this morning. You were never meant to do it on your own. So that weight that you carry, that messiness that you don't know how to get rid of, you were never meant to get rid of it on your own. See, the only thing that could clean up our mess was God's love expressed through Jesus Christ. Eugene Peterson, he says it this way: when we sin and mess up our lives, we find that God doesn't go off and leave us. He enters into our trouble and saves us. We've all had friends, we've all had loved ones that when life gets tough, they vanish. For some of us, it's family. For some of us, it's been parents. And that's why when we try to think of a heavenly father, it's so hard to think of. Because we've had loved ones vanish in tough times. But God actually draws near to us because, see, Jesus meets us in our mess. He's not afraid of it. He meets you in it. He comes right to you. Michael Lacalian, he writes in his book, Messy Spirituality, and he says this: Jesus wants people just like you and me to get close to him. Jesus loves people like you who live in a city and have a wife or a husband, three kids, two cats, not sure why cats, and a washing machine that has just stopped working. If you have cats, you probably really need Jesus. I'm sorry. The quote doesn't say that. I said that. Three kids, two dogs, and a washing machine that has stopped working. Jesus loves people who are single, work 60 to 70 hours a week, have parents who wonder why they're not married, and have friends who make much more money than we do. Jesus loves people who are divorced, still trying to heal from the scars of rejection, trying to cope with the single parenting of children who don't understand why this has happened to them. Jesus wants all of us who do not necessarily live a life in a monastery, who don't have it all together, and probably never will, to feel welcome in his presence. He welcomes you in the midst of your messy life. This is the part of the wonder of Christmas that's so amazing. Jesus Christ, our Savior, the King of Kings, the perfect sacrifice. He's not scared of our mess. No amount of mess that you have this morning discourages Jesus from loving you and loving me. Jesus explains it this way in Matthew 18. He says, "What do you think? If a man owns 100 sheep and one of them wanders away, will he not leave the 99 on the hills and go look for the one that wandered off? And if he finds it, truly I tell you, he is happier about the one sheep than about the 99 that did not wander off. In the same way, your Father in heaven is not willing that any of these little ones should perish." See, what you have to understand in this story is the sheep wandered off. The shepherd didn't get distracted. The shepherd didn't wander off. The sheep wandered off. That's you. That's me. We're sheep. But the shepherd, he goes looking. See, Jesus is looking for you this morning. The shepherd finds the sheep in his mess, but loves the sheep, loves you so much to not leave you in your mess. Jesus knows how to make messy things beautiful and clean. He makes messy things new. Perhaps this Christmas, you just need a fresh start with Jesus. Maybe you need to go back to where it began in the Christmas story and remember the innocence in the form of a baby stepped into a mess to save us from the mess of our lives. Jesus is willing to clean up your mess this morning. If you need to experience the wonder of Christmas today, this morning is the perfect time to ask Jesus to meet you in your mess and help give you a clean heart and a fresh start. Let's pray. Jesus, we thank you this morning. I thank you for coming into this messy world. I thank you for saving my life and cleaning my heart. Jesus, I am so thankful that for everybody in this room and that's watching online, that they're not too messy for you. And I just believe this morning you're speaking to some hearts and you're just telling them, I love you. I love you in your mess, but I love you too much to leave you in it. And so, Holy Spirit, this morning, just begin to speak to hearts and draw them into relationship with you. And we just celebrate your coming into our mess to save us this morning. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thanks for checking out this week's message, Bethel Church Podcast. We hope that it's blessed you and encouraged you, and that you come back and check out next week's message as well.